You're listening to Soul Growth with me, Jade Stoner. Here we go beyond performance and surface level success and return to your true source of power, you. When you come home to yourself, when you allow your soul to lead, you access a depth of peace, safety and self-trust that success alone was never meant to fulfill, without losing your edge, ambition or vision. You get to live a life that feels as eternally rich as it looks outwardly impressive, and it begins within you. Hello and welcome to this week's episode of Soul Growth, where I'm getting into money and the importance of it in your life. Now, before I get into this episode and all the good stuff that I have to share, you may notice that I'm not my best self and you're right on the money, no pun intended. Funnily enough, I've been working through a book about money called Tapping Into Wealth. And these cold symptoms are the byproduct of some of the clearing that I've been doing through the book. So I'm elevating to a new level, and all of this cold stuff is my body letting go of the old, outdated energy, just like I shared with you sometimes happens in episode 13, which was all about elevating symptoms. So I'm not really sick. I'm sometimes crazy, but I'm definitely elevating. And I'm thinking that I must be elevating all the way up because I haven't been got like this with full-on cold symptoms since around 2019 when I did some deep healing / clearing work. And 9 out of 10 times I'm working through some kind of inner game stuff and I'm absolutely fine. So this tells me that it's some deep level crap clearing, which I can feel and I know to be true, and that makes me excited. So I'll keep you posted. So let's get stuck in. Money is important. Money is important. Money is important. And in case you didn't get the memo, money is important. And I am so over hearing the bullshit narratives that either blatantly tell us that it's not or imply that it's not. Perpetuating this narrative that money isn't important is damaging. It's toxic, and if you buy into it, it's going to keep you in an up and down cycle with money for the rest of your life at best, and at worst, it's going to keep you broke, living paycheck to paycheck, never getting ahead financially, and living in survival mode. But you're here to thrive and have it all, and money is a part of that, a very big part of that, because here's the truth. You can't live your best life if you can't pay for it. Or, as Wallace Wattles puts it, whatever may be said in praise of poverty, the fact remains that it is not possible to live a really complete or successful life unless one is rich. Ooh. Now, as you've heard me share with you before, I get that you may not have the same desires and lifestyle aspirations as me. But whatever yours are, I'll bet that you need money to fulfill them. And that's why money is important. It's there as a tool to support you, to serve you, to allow you to show up for others, and to be able to give back in the ways that you want. You know, it's there to provide for you. And that's why we really have to change the narratives that have been passed down for generations. The ones where we've been told things like money is evil and that it's not holy or whatever to want it, and all of the other bullshit that's been fed to us. Again, all of that is damaging, it's toxic, it's keeping us powerless. And if we continue this way of thinking and being with money, then this is what gets passed down to the future generations from us. And it's time to break this shitty cycle along with all of the other bullshit ones that we've inherited. And this is what the universe is really wanting us to get right now. That all the limiting ways of being with money are part of the old matrix of life. And that way of living and being is crumbling. It's been falling down for a few years now, and 2020 really accelerated that. And now we're moving into a new dimension, a new way of living and being with money, and getting right with it and making money your BFF, not your enemy, or even your frenemy, is part of this move. So we need money to fulfill our destiny, and that's one of the many reasons why it's so important. And getting to this place of being able to unapologetically say that money is important and feel the truth of that in my body has been a long ass journey for me, because I've had to uncover layers and layers of shit to get here. And money is some of the most multi-layered levels of work that I've done to date. And it's been one of the most challenging areas of the work that I've done on my inner game, and the journey continues, hence my cold symptoms. And I'm not yet where I want to be with money, but I'm a hell of a long way from where I was. So I want to share a few books to help you either start your journey to making money, your new BFF, or if you've already started on your journey, to help you further along. And before I get into those, I just want to share that money is no different to other inner game work. And just like any other area of your life that you're working on, it's likely that you have some unhelpful stories and beliefs and patterns and energy, etc., around it, and maybe even some trauma that you need to clear and heal. And each of these books that I'm about to share will help you to do that. I've read quite a few money books over the years, and these are five of my absolute faves and the ones that I believe will genuinely support you and shift into this new way of living and being with money that I shared earlier. So first up, number one, Secrets of the Millionaire Mind by T. Harv Eker. This was one of the first books that I read on money. And what I loved about it is that it didn't just talk about the practical side of money, as some of the other books that I'd read about money had done, but it really introduced this spiritual side of money too. And the book is full of actionable steps to really help you to start getting your money in order. So definitely one that I recommend. The second book that I recommend is called Rich as Fuck by Amanda Francis. And this book is a whole damn vibe. And it's really going to open you up to the energetic side of dealing with your money. So beyond the practical, beyond the spiritual, this is the energetic side of it, so that you can feel a whole lot better about how you earn and interact with money, how you spend it, how you invest it, how you look at it, and really help you to cultivate this relationship of money being a friend and not an enemy or a frenemy. The third book is Happy Money by Ken Honda. And this book gets deeper into the emotional connection you have with your money. And what this book is really great at is helping you to connect the dots between your emotions and the memories that you have stored and money, so that you can learn to reframe what doesn't serve you and so that you can have a healthier relationship with your money. The fourth book that I'm sharing is the one that I mentioned when I started out this episode, Tapping into Wealth, and it's by Margaret Lynch, now known as Margaret Lynch Rainier. And this book, it really gets down and dirty. It gets right to the very root of how you've been wired to work with money. And you're quickly going to be able to identify the real things that have been holding you back and presenting themselves as your money issues. And what I love about this book as well is that it incorporates EFT. Remember how I shared with you in episode 3 about shifting your energy and elevating your vibe, EFT and tapping. And not only is it great for shifting your mood and elevating your vibe, it's also a really powerful and amazing tool for helping you to work through old stories and limits and anything that may be a bit uncomfortable for you to delve into. So this book guides you through dealing, or rather clearing all the crap away using EFT, aka tapping, so that you can truly elevate your money to the next level. And if you start anywhere, I would highly recommend starting with this book. The fifth read that I recommend is We Should All Be Millionaires by Rachel Rogers. And this is the newest addition to my collection, and it's all about supporting you in getting you to millionaire status because, as the book title says, we should all be millionaires. And this book gets into how getting right with your money is about so much more than just the numbers in your bank accounts. And this is a theme that you'll come to pick up through any money work you do, that doing the money work is about more than just the numbers in your bank accounts. It is about who you become in the pursuit of this money. And who you become in that process is about clearing away the layers and the blocks and the things that are in the way of you and the money that you want to make, that you need to make, and that you're destined to make. So doing the money work is about so much more than just the money per se. And this particular book, she really gets into building financial security so that you can stop just surviving and actually start thriving. So these are just a handful of titles that I recommend. And if you'd like some more titles to check out, have a look at www.iamjadestoner.com/blog/read-to-elevate. I'll also put that link in the episode description, which is usually underneath the artwork that you'll see on whatever device it is that you're listening to this on. If you're looking for more support than just a book, a lot of these titles come with some sort of online program that can support you further on your journey to getting right with your money. There are also money coaches. There are also financial therapists and financial counselors. There's a whole host of people out there to support you on your money journey, particularly if you've got anything that you feel is traumatic in your past or anything that's really uncomfortable that's connected to money, then it's really good for you to get some real life support beyond just a book or an online program. So as always, go where you feel led. Your soul knows which book or resource or person that you need right now to help you to get to your next level. And your job is to take the inspired action, do the work, and implement what feels right for you. And start integrating this truth that money is important and that it's time to make it your new BFF. So that's all for today's episode. Share your favorite sound bites on social and tag us at Soul Growth Podcast and use the hashtag Soul Growth Podcast. I love to see how all of this is helping you to elevate, so don't be a stranger. And until next week, I'm out. Big love. Mwah. Thank you for joining me on Soul Growth. There's something in this episode that was meant for you to hear. Whatever it activated within you, trust it, act on it. And remember, it's all soul growth.